Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Travis.
And I am Alex.
And we are back for minute 39 of Minute Impossible. Yay, we're here. Minute 39. Minute 39 begins with Naya telling Sean Ambrose that she's grateful and ends with her happily smiling at him as they're about to walk away. So she has earned his trust, I guess.
Oh. And I just realized we do get another brief look at that satellite again.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the zooming part of the satellite.
The zoom and enhance feature.
It's something that always happens in movies. Zoom and enhance.
Enhance.
Make the picture clearer.
So dumb. Make more resolution. Create more resolution from a fuzzy picture.
Put more pixels closer. Just add pixels to the camera.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good camera for 2000.
Yeah, true.
From space.
I bet it was 12 whole megapixels.
Probably.
Have you guys seen that picture? There's a camera in, I think Japan or something now that has like billions of pixels on it, and it can go all the way from like a cityscape view down to like looking at a person's face on the street.
Yeah. Really?
It's really crazy.
What is that going to ever be used for besides spying?
That's all it ever needs to be used for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is some prime Billy minute.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about Simple Billy.
Simple Billy.
Sean Ambrose has put the scarf back on Naya. That's all working out fine. They're getting a big smooch, and the camera is zooming in on them, the one that Alex was talking about. And then Billy, because he knows how to read the room, is like, hey, that guy sure knows how to let out the welcome carpet or whatever he says.
No.
Sure knows how to welcome somebody. And then Luther looks at him and he's like, oh, I bet you do too. You seem like a nice guy. Yeah. I was like, what is this scene?
That line does make me laugh each time I watched it.
So. Billy, did you expect Luther to kiss you?
It's pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, it's customary.
I hope it's an ad lib.
I mean, Billy licks his lips too.
Maybe it's been a while since he's seen any of this hardcore porn that's
right,
on Luther's.
It's been a while since I've seen any hanky panky.
Yeah.
What would the couple name be for Luther and Billy?
Let's see, Luther Lily. Stickle, right?
Yeah.
And then Billy Baird.
Yes.
Okay.
Stick Baird.
Stick Baird.
Stick no, Baird. I, Thick Baird.
Stirred. Thick Baird.
Thick Baird.
Stirred.
Thick Baird.
Thick Baird. I'm all for Thick Baird.
How does stirred come up? Are you trying to get Baird and Stickle together?
Yeah. Turd.
I wanted Boother.
Boother.
I will take
Boother stared.
No, but Luther has to go first by the rules of slash pairing namings.
Mm.
We're not slashing. We're shipping. We're just shipping.
Okay.
He's got that mustache.
God, that mustache. Bill, that line kills me every time. I'm with you on that one, Travis. It makes me laugh. Has Ambrose looked cool yet in this movie?
No.
This is now the fourth or fifth scene with him in it, and he always looks insane.
Yep.
John Woo would have you believe that the scarf catch was him looking cool.
Right. Oh.
But it's a scarf.
Maybe he looks cool from the satellite footage. The top-down kiss maybe looks cool, but...
When he reaches out for that, at first, she's really scared. She was scared because she thought he was going to do some close-up magic. He was taught that if you do close-up magic for girls, that they will like you.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true.
No.
Anyone listening within the sound of my voice... You can only do magic for married people.
Yeah, if you try to impress girls by doing close-up magic, all you will do is make them think you are a psycho who carries around a gigantic fake coin at all times.
Yep, and can levitate. Mm-hmm. Depending on the amount of close-up magic money you've spent. Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, guys. As someone who once juggled scarves, I don't know if I juggled scarves around women, but I'm sure some women saw it. And that's a bad idea.
I don't know if I juggled scarves around women, but there weren't any women around by the time I was done.
Oh, yeah. There's a 100% chance. There's a 100% chance there were zero women around.
If you want to drive women away from you, juggling and close-up magic.
Yes, those two things alone will drive a woman away. Or talk to them, or just be Billy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No women there.
Nope, there's no women in that shack. Well, we don't know that. There could be somebody who actually lives in that shack.
They're just sheep. It looks just sheep.
Well, who tends the sheep?
That's Billy's job.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, this is Billy's farm?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, okay. I got it. We're on the Baird homestead.
Yeah.
Okay. This is all making sense.
So I was saying when we were asking, like, what can he get? You know, he can get you a sheep farm.
Lamb chops.
100%. He can get you sheep.
Probably a sweater of some sort.
Yeah.
He can get you grilled lamb chops.
At the end of this minute, he's going to ask Luther if he wants to come see his room. Hey, you want to come see my room, Luther? I got some fun stuff in there.
It's Spider-Man sheets.
Got an Xbox. It's not connected to anything.
Just a box with an X on it.
Exactly. It's just a box. It's a cardboard box.
I've got wool. I've got lots of wool.
I've got all the stuff you can make wool into.
Blankets.
Socks. Luther, I'm going to list five things. Here I go. Socks. Hats.
Gloves.
A sweater.
Socks. Nice jumper.
Window treatments.
Blankets. Long underwear.
That's where Luther gets that sweater he's wearing later.
Oven koozie. see me hat. See my hat. It's made of wool.
Pair of pants if you're creative. Don't mind a little bit itchy.
If you're a pair of pants if you want to go slowly insane. I'm wearing wool pants. Okay, here's my wool pants story. My dad listens to this podcast, so he can corroborate this. In the 80s, my parents would take me to New York, and we would go see plays. Awesome. I've told this on other podcasts. And it's always cold there, and my parents thought, oh, cold, so let's get him some thicker pants so when he's walking around in New York and he's wearing a coat, his legs don't get cold. So they got me. I was like, I'm probably 10 years old. They got me wool pants, and I put them on, and I went, oh, my God. I was like, these are really itchy. My mom's like, they'll get softer. And I was like, what? The pants don't get softer. I don't know what that meant. I was like, what do you mean they'll get softer? I sat through Brighton Beach Memoirs, the Broadway play with starring, I'll edit this so it sounds like I'm not an idiot, with Matthew Broderick in wool pants, and I barely remember the play. Because I was insanely out of my mind uncomfortable. And wool pants are the worst thing you could ever wish on somebody. I don't wish that on Luther. There's no way Billy's going to put his new love, Luther, into wool pants.
You think?
I hope.
But it's the quickest way for him to get out of his pants.
Yeah.
No, mate. It's a sex thing.
I can make you a purse. I can make you shoes. Right.
Tell me how uncomfortable those pants are. Tell me how much they itch.
Hey, Luther, did you step in sheep poop earlier? It smells terrible in here, in my house. Did you bring sheep poop into my house? What are we talking about this episode?
I have no idea.
I have a question.
Filler.
Please, go. What's your question?
So Ethan's a spy, right?
Yes. Well, asked and answered.
So what is this reaction when he sees Ambrose and Naya kissing? What's this jealous look when he knows that she's going to have to do certain things?
He sent her to do those things.
Exactly.
He sent her in as essentially a prostitute.
Yeah.
Maybe he wishes he were there instead of Naya.
Not to mention the fact that he still just met this woman.
You want him to kiss Ambrose? He wants to kiss Ambrose?
Yeah, probably.
Everyone wants to kiss Ambrose.
In that light,
And those wet eyes.
That golden hour sunlight on his face. Oh, and I will say.
Oh, maybe he's just jealous that he's not getting that light.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Around second 53, she finally catches up to being in the same lighting situation as he is. So,
oh, because the sun's gone down, it's now reflecting on the water. I think. Mm. Yeah, mm. She looks much better. This is in the past. What
they're both like evened out.
Probably 15-minute difference in the shoot time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just long enough to reset up the camera, and they're just like, just keep going. We're losing the light.
And I also got to point out this jealous reaction. He just met this woman.
Yeah.
Well, he also had sex with her.
So?
And got in a car wreck with her, I think.
Yeah. Well, he caused the wreck.
Well.
He rubbed her, and she fell off the mountain.
Robin's Racing.
It yeah. is. It's a different Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean, what do you want? He lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, I wish.
That's when those movies reach their peak furiosity is once Tom Cruise is in them.
If this was a Fast and Furious movie, I say that a lot. If this was a Fast and Furious movie, they wouldn't have used a satellite. Dominic Toretto would have done a high altitude halo jump with a camera strapped to his head and would be falling toward them right now.
He would have had that nervous kid from the first movie. I think Jesse was his name. He would have just had him hack into the mainframe and pull up the satellite.
No, footage. Nowadays their hacking is done by Ludacris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And also by Charlie?
The What's woman. Her name? Yeah, I don't know. The woman who's there. The one who's not Michelle Rodriguez.
Well, because they killed off Gadot.
They killed off Gal Gadot, and they Gadot. Basically wrote off Jordana Brewster when Paul Walker died. So.
And they also killed off, spoilers, for
Han.
His girlfriend, Mrs. Hemsworth. I forget the actress's name.
Elsa Pataky?
Sure. Pataky?
Bless you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
But we can agree that all movies take place in the Fast and Furious universe, right?
This one definitely.
Sure. Okay.
This one definitely. I can't wait until a XXX, Fast and Furious, Mission Impossible all kind of collide.
Transformers.
Wait, okay. I don't think the Transformers movies happen. Okay, I'm going to go on record right now and say I don't think the Mission Impossible universe shares a universe with Transformers.
How could it not? Anthony Hopkins is in both.
Oh my God, you're right. I don't know where I am anymore.
And exactly. Thor.
Isn't he more British, though, in the Transformer movie?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Mm. He is. Well, Dougray, he's actually Welsh, so.
Oh, my God. Everybody's Welsh in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They should have shot this whole thing in Wales. It does this minute does answer my questions about why they don't pounce.
Right.
Ethan comes directly out and says, can't pounce because we don't know anything, basically.
Yeah. We don't know where he's got it. His girlfriend
we don't know what he's got. We don't know where he's got it. Yeah.
What he plans to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The real reason that he's not going in right now is because Billy's an idiot.
Yeah.
And he can't have him. He can't have him. He's like, oh my God, we've got to either fake this guy's death. Not fake it, but do it. What's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to
not
set him up.
Fake his death, but the other thing.
Cause
not
it.
Fake his death.
What's it called when you assassinating somebody is the opposite of faking your death? Yeah. Is when you assassinate someone. They're going to have to kill him in the line of duty. Oh, yeah. Billy? Yeah, he didn't make it. He was. He was strangled by a sheep.
It was a strange sheep herding accident.
Oh, it was brutal.
He was strangled with one of Luther's silk ties.
This one of the sheep got to a gun and bit the gun, and it shot Billy three times.
We should hang the
in
sheep.
The chest. I could just talk about. I could just rag on Billy, sweet simple Billy.
One of the sheep got in the helicopter, started it up, ran into Billy as he was trying to catch it.
Yep, tried to get away.
It's just an accident. Yep. Accidents happen.
They do. I got nothing for this minute. This minute is awful.
Yeah, this is some slow minutes here.
This is like the pod race portion of your movie. Basically.
You know what? It really is. We're an hour in. Is that about when the pod race happens in Star Wars?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah.
I would assume so, because that's probably what George Lucas would have considered the big set piece and built his movie around it at the 1 hour mark.
Yeah, and they also use the golden hour on Tatooine, mm-hmm. which is harder to get.
With two suns?
Yep, it's really hard to get. It's more of a burning hour.
It's like a magic 2 hour.
I think this is where we learn that Ethan is not okay with this mission. He thought he was going to be. He's not. He was worried about her. Now he's positively. He's not worried about her. He's mad that he put her in it.
He doesn't have the heart of a James Bond.
Yeah, he got more attached from his one. He got a little clingy.
Would you guys like to follow me into the tech of the ep? And I am a very cordial, nice person. I will give you all big, giant kisses if we can go into
tech. I don't think I want to go in now.
I mean, I didn't want to go in until then.
Oh,
I want it. Let's rub our beards together and make a fire.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Mwah. I love you guys. That was good. That was good stuff. Welcome to the tech of the app.
I'd like to file a complaint against our HR department.
Chris, get back over here.
No.
Get back in the group. Come on.
Back in the hot tub.
Nope.
The group hot.
I'm still, you know, shaken from my incident with Rob, so I would like to not to continue at this point.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, Chris, you be you. Could you bring us a couple more drinks back to the hot tub, though?
You make me wear that stupid outfit. No. That Martin Scorsese, Brian De Palma beard thing you've got? No, I don't need to wear that.
He's not a team player, guys. I'm sorry.
No. I'll be the Billy.
All right, while you're over there, though, can you at least tell us your tech of the app?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's hard.
It is hard.
No, I'm talking about Alex.
Yes,
that's true.
I'll go with the satellite.
Oh, now everybody's going to the satellite now. That's the only
thing I'm going with
to
like
pick.
The enhanced part of it. Like the picture in all picture, right. You know, it pixels up and then it comes back. Yeah, I'm going with that. The Blade Runner enhancement.
I like that the I'm going to go next because I want to talk. I like how
you it, no.
Never I like how guessed. I like how it zooms from a 90 degree top angle to a cheated side angle.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
It's like you know when you're looking at Google Maps and it goes top to street view and street mm-hmm. views at a little bit of an angle and there are people you can actually see them moving. You know how
Yeah, well
is.
The satellite had to go in for coverage.
Yep.
Are they using Google Earth? Is that what they're using?
I hope so. They're using Luther Earth.
Luther yeah. Earth.
They're Google. Using Boogle.
Boogle.
Built Boogle. What was it? Boother?
Boother.
Boother.
Using Boother Earth.
Boother Earth.
What about you, Travis?
I'm going to go with whatever awesome tech is inside the gray cases that are behind Ethan. It's
oh my
probably
God. Is this
where
another...
all the RAM is for this laptop.
Computer, yeah, I was gonna say.
Is this all the RAM that they've been carrying around since the first movie? Remember the first movie had a bunch of computers all like daisy chained together?
Guys, yeah. I just figured it out.
What?
Billy's a sheep farmer because he's trying to get more RAM for the computers.
Oh. I'm glad we waited on that.
Yeah.
Good job.
That was
You're
a good
welcome.
One.
Yeah.
Alex, what about you? I think the water has gotten to your heat has gotten to your head.
It's actually relatively comfortable for once in my recording closet. Well, they say that movie stars are actually different from the rest of us. My tech of the ep is Tom Cruise's sweat glands, because while Luther and Billy both look like gross sweaty pigs in this nasty Australian sheep shack, Tom Cruise is glowy. Pigs. Tom Cruise is positively glowing.
He might look the best he's ever looked in this movie, and especially at least in this minute.
See, I'm glad Travis is on board with him looking really handsome in this movie. I like his hair, but every lady we've had on the show hates his hair and thinks he looks gross.
He looks real bad in the opening when he's rock climbing, and his hair looks real bad there. But yeah, here it's looking killer.
I'm just wondering why we think he looks cool. I guess we'll never know.
No, let's stay in the hot tub and think about it for a while.
All right, well, I'm going to get pruny. my tech is the chemistry between Billy and Luther. And, well, the chemistry between Billy.
Wait, didn't you already go?
No, I just talked about the stupid Zoom.
Zoom, yeah.
Okay.
I was going in on what Chris had said about the Zoom. I liked the Zoom went from cityscape to person.
I think he's also dumb.
I can do as many as I want.
His show.
Travis. It's our show. We control it. Watch this. I also picked the sheep. And the helicopter that is out of frame.
That one robot sheep that's actually a track.
My tech of the ep is sheep number 7.
Ambrose checking on them. That's how he's watching them.
Yeah.
He sends his sheep into that one while they've sent Naya into them. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yep. I think Ethan's going to have to sleep with that sheep.
Yep. Well, Billy already did.
I love you. I love you. Let's end it here.
Yes. I think that is a great idea.
That's a good spot. Yeah.
It's a good spot. We'll come back tomorrow for minute 40, which is also our Friday episode. And our guys will do some more promos of their shows. Travis and Alex will be back tomorrow. Chris will be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. And you can find us on the Impossible Minute Force over on Facebook. Look up Impossible Minute Force on Facebook. It is a private group where we all chat as listeners of the show. And Alex and Travis are on there. And we can all talk about this week or other weeks, whatever you guys want to talk about. We talk about everything. I just bought a record. I just bought a record that is both red and green. Let's talk about that. And it's from the Mission Impossible soundtrack. We can talk about anything you want. Over at Impossible Minute Force and Mission and MinuteImpossible.com. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
Travis.
Alex.
Sheep. Meh. 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 Sheep number 4. Meh. Meh. This man it will self-destruct. Meh. Meh.